This is Passport to Texas. With more alligators spotted by the public in residential areas, you might think you'd be better off selling your home. Greg Creasy says there's no need to panic.
We're just trying to help people put it into perspective. People will be getting to see more and more alligators in the future, and not every alligator is going to be a problem.
Creasy is a wildlife biologist with Parks and Wildlife. He says horror movies and attacks by the more dangerous and non-native crocodiles have caused people to fear Texas alligators.
The number of attacks by alligators in the United States each year is less than injuries and fatalities from dogs and scorpions and snakes and sharks. All of those are much more dangerous to people than alligators.
So what do you do if you see an alligator? Well, respect the animal and keep a safe distance between the two of you. Also, keep pets away from gators or they could become a snack. And don't swim in an area where there are alligators and don't feed them.
Because people have fed that alligator and they've broken down that natural fear that alligators have for people.
Find information on living with alligators on the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. That's our show for today. We receive support from the Sportfish Restoration Program, funded by your purchase of fishing equipment and motorboat fuels. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.